Let's read together Isaiah chapters 24 and 25. Now in these two chapters, we have Isaiah's prophecy concerning two future time periods: the coming tribulation period in Isaiah chapter 24, and the coming millennial kingdom in Isaiah chapter 25. Let's begin by reading the first six verses of Isaiah chapter 24. Behold, the Lord makes the earth empty and makes it waste, distorts its surface and scatters abroad its inhabitants. And it shall be as with the people, so with the priest, as with the servant, so with his master, as with the maid, so with her mistress, as with the buyer, so with the seller, as with the lender, so with the borrower, as with the creditor, so with the debtor. The land shall be entirely emptied and utterly plundered, for the Lord has spoken this word. The earth mourns and fades away. The earth languishes and fades away. The haughty people of the earth languish. The earth is also defiled under its inhabitants, because they have transgressed the laws, changed the ordinance, broken the everlasting covenant. Therefore the curse has devoured the earth, and those who dwell in it are desolate. Therefore the inhabitants of the earth are burned, and few men are left. Let's begin our study of these chapters, Isaiah chapters 24 and 25, with some background notes. Isaiah chapter 24 begins a new little four-chapter subsection of Isaiah, which is sometimes called Isaiah's little apocalypse. The big apocalypse, of course, being the book of Revelation. The phrase "in that day" is used in each of these four chapters, Isaiah 24, 25, 26, and 27. And in the prophecy of Isaiah, this phrase is generally an indication that Isaiah is looking to the future end times, in that day. Let's move to our doctrinal points for Isaiah chapters 24 and 25. Doctrinal point number one: there will be a future tribulation period. There will be a future tribulation period. In his Olivet Discourse about the future, the Lord Jesus spoke of this tribulation period as culminating in the greatest tribulation this world has ever known. I'm reading Matthew chapter 24, verses 21 and 22. For then there will be great tribulation, such as has not been since the beginning of the world until this time, no, nor ever shall be. And unless those days were shortened, no flesh would be saved. This end-time tribulation will be worldwide in scope, as we see especially in the book of Revelation. Isaiah chapter 24 is all about this worldwide tribulation. Notice the global scope of this chapter. Verse 1, behold, the Lord makes the earth empty and makes it waste, distorts its surface, and scatters abroad its inhabitants. Verses 3 and 4, the land shall be utterly emptied and utterly plundered, for the Lord has spoken this word. The earth mourns and fades away. The world languishes and fades away. Verse 6, therefore the curse has devoured the earth, and those who dwell in it are desolate. Therefore the inhabitants of the earth are burned, and few men are left. Notice from verse 2, that no class of people is spared. There is no escape from the tribulation. It is worldwide in scope. What is the everlasting covenant that man has broken mentioned in verse 5? Some commentators believe that it's the Noahic covenant given to mankind after the flood. But probably it's the general covenant that God gave man right from the beginning, to take care of the earth and obey the word of the Lord. In verses 7 through 13, we see that there are no parties and no joy in the tribulation period because of the complete desolation. Let's read these verses. The new wine fails, the vine languishes, all the merry-hearted sigh, the mirth of the tambourine ceases, the noise of the jubilant ends, the joy of the harp ceases. They shall not drink wine with a song. All joy is darkened. The mirth of the land is gone. In the city, desolation is left, and the gate is stricken with destruction. When it shall be thus in the midst of the land among the people, it shall be like the shaking of an olive tree, like the gleaning of grapes when the vintage is done. No parties during the tribulation period. But what about the shout of joy in verse 14 and the glory of the Lord in verse 15 and the song of praise in verse 16? These verses are like a parenthesis giving the response of the godly remnant during the tribulation period. They will praise the Lord from west to east for his righteous judgments. Now, from the end of verse 16 to verse 18, we see that there is no escape from the treachery and terror of the tribulation period. End of verse 16. But I said, I am ruined, ruined, woe is me. Fear and the pit and the snare are upon you, O inhabitant of the earth. And it shall be that he who flees from the noise of the fear shall fall into the pit, and he who comes up from the midst of the pit shall be caught in the snare. From the end of verse 18 to verse 20, we see that there are geological disturbances to the earth and astronomical disturbances to the heavens during the tribulation period, as we also have in the book of Revelation. End of verse 18. For the windows from on high are open, and the foundations of the earth are shaken. The earth is violently broken. The earth is split open. The earth is shaken exceedingly. The earth shall reel to and fro like a drunkard, and shall totter like a hut. Its transgression shall be heavy upon it, and it will fall and not rise again. In verses 21 and 22, we have a reference to the punishment of the hosts of heaven, as well as the kings of the earth. Let's read those verses. It shall come to pass in that day that the Lord will punish on high the host of exalted ones, and on earth the kings of the earth. They will be gathered together as prisoners are gathered in the pit, and will be shut up in the prison. After many days, they will be punished. Who are these hosts of heaven here in verse 21? Most likely, this refers to the fallen angels who will be gathered together at the end of the tribulation period and imprisoned along with Satan in the abyss during the 1,000 years of the Lord's kingdom reign on this earth, according to Revelation chapter 20. After the 1,000 years, they will be released for the final rebellion and then judged and punished in hell forever. Read Revelation chapter 20 in this connection. So the last few verses of Isaiah chapter 24 move from the tribulation period to the millennium, when the Lord will reign in his kingdom here on this earth. And this brings us to our second doctrinal point. There will be a future millennial period. There will be a future millennial period. Let's read chapter 25, which continues in Hebrew poetry. O Lord, you are my God. I will exalt you. I will praise your name, for you have done wonderful things. Your counsels of old are faithfulness and truth. For you have made a city a ruin, a fortified city a ruin, a palace of foreigners to be a city no more. It will never be rebuilt. Therefore, the strong people will glorify you. The city of the terrible nations will fear you. For you have been a strength to the poor, a strength to the needy in his distress, a refuge from the storm, a shade from the heat. For the blast of the terrible ones is as a storm against the wall. The song of the terrible ones will be diminished. And in this mountain, the Lord of hosts will make for all people a feast of choice pieces, of well-refined wines on the lees. And he will destroy on this mountain the surface of the covering cast over all people and the veil that is spread over all nations. He will swallow up death forever. And the Lord God will wipe away tears from all faces. The rebuke of his people he will take away from all the earth, for the Lord has spoken. And it will be said in that day, behold, this is our God. We have waited for him, and he will save us. This is the Lord. We have waited for him. We will be glad and rejoice in his salvation. For on this mountain the hand of the Lord will rest, and Moab shall be trampled down under him. And he will spread out his hands in their midst, as a swimmer reaches out to swim. And he will bring down their pride together with the trickery of their hands. The fortress of the high fort of your walls he will bring down, lay low, and bring to the ground, down to the dust. In this chapter, Isaiah chapter 25, we have the blessings and triumphs of the millennial kingdom of Christ on this earth. It is called the millennium because it will go on for 1,000 years and merge with the eternal state. That's why in verse 8, Isaiah looks even beyond the millennium to the eternal state, where there will be no more death and no more tears, as we read in Revelation chapter 21, verse 4. Now, during the millennium, the curse will be greatly lifted, and at the end of the millennium, it will be completely removed for the eternal state. We see in verses 1 through 5 of Isaiah chapter 25 that during the millennium, there will exist cities and nations, but there will be great changes in these cities and nations. All rebellion and ruthlessness and unrighteousness will be put down and silenced. In verse 6, the millennium is likened to a wonderful banquet. In verse 7, we see that the veil of satanic blindness that covers the nations now will be removed. Remember, Satan is bound in the abyss for the entire 1,000 years. And at the end of verse 8, we see that all anti-Semitism is removed during the millennial kingdom. End of verse 8. The rebuke of his people he will take away from all the earth, for the Lord has spoken. In verses 10 through 12, Moab, which probably represents all the godless nations and enemies of God's people as they were in history, will not be present to spoil the blessings of the millennium. Even though these proud, unrighteous nations will try to swim their way out of judgment, as it were, it will be to no avail. Righteousness and justice and blessing will prevail in Christ's kingdom here on this earth. There will be a future millennial kingdom. Now, what about practical application? Are you willing to wait? Are you willing to wait? Look at verse 9 of chapter 25. And it will be said in that day, behold, this is our God. We have waited for him, and he will save us. This is the Lord. We have waited for him. We will be glad and rejoice in his salvation. You know, this will be our theme of praise during the millennium. In 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 9, we read, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for those who love him. Are you willing to wait? Right now is not the millennium, in spite of what the preachers of the health and wealth gospel say. The Bible does not guarantee health and wealth to the believer now. These are blessings that we can be thankful for, but they're not guaranteed for the Christian. In fact, now is the way of persecution and suffering for the Lord and the kingdom at present. But the millennium and the eternal state are coming in the future for sure. Are you willing to wait?